Are you ready for?
We're on record.
Earlier today.
All ready.
Who calls it? I'll call the order of this police facility council subcommittee on the police mission or police facility.
And let's just go around and make sure for the recorder that we get everybody who's here on record. So Alan Dannen with Public Works.
Ricardo Besserell with ACPM.
Kirk Sund with CB2 Architects.
Angie Hedrick, Salem Police.
Judy Post here, Public Works.
Steve McCoy, City Councilor.
Peter Fernandez, Public Works Director.
Jerry Moore, Salem Police.
Matt Austin, Warren Todd.
Chuck Bannon here.
Steve Belshaw, Salem Police.
Ben Bales, Salem Police.
So thanks, everybody, for making a little time before our meeting tonight. And what we wanted to do is just do a quick project update and then maybe preview a little bit for the committee members what to expect starting here at 6 o'clock. So project status, as many of you have probably seen or maybe witnessed at the demolition party on Friday, demolition is well underway on the site. Most of the buildings are in some sort of state of deconstruction, if not totally flattened.
Deconstruction.
What were you doing?
Locking it down.
Deconstruction.
Yeah, we had to call in specialized labor to help get the job done. Chief Moore was on the spot for that. That was a successful event. And prior to that, the police department, SWAT team, and bomb team, and the fire department were all able to make good use of those buildings to do some training that they can't normally do. You know, roof entries, blowing up roll-up doors and blowing through walls and that kind of thing. So a really good training opportunity that they definitely made the most out of based on my tour of the site after it was done. Another thing, I think we touched on this at our last meeting, but just to make sure everybody knows, so we have selected J.E. Dunn Construction, headquartered in the Midwest, but with an office in Portland as our CMGC for the project. And Ricardo and I are working with them right now on final contract details and that kind of thing. But they have already started to engage with our team and start to get up to speed on the project. And that's going really well. So they'll be important for us going forward as we, right now, we're right in the middle of the schematic design phase. And that's really what we're here tonight to talk about, is to start getting some feedback on that schematic design, but that contractor feedback is important too. Just a couple more things about the demolition. As we've talked about before, there was hazardous materials we had to deal with out there. Most of that's pretty much been handled. The underground storage tanks were decommissioned. There was a suspected possibility of a third tank. We knew there was two. There was a suspected possibility of a third. That turned out not to be there, so that was good. And most of the contaminated soil associated with those has been removed. It looks like those quantities are under what we estimated, so good news there. We did find a couple additional areas of asbestos that weren't easily visible during the pre-site walk. And so a little bit more on the asbestos side than we were expecting. And we detected PCBs in the hoist tanks, so that is, again, a little bit different than we were expecting. But overall, that's kind of what you got to expect with demolition and hazardous materials. So
we might still, sorry to interrupt, but we might still find a little bit more contaminated soil out on site once we start ripping up the asphalt, which won't be until kind of the next phase of the project. So what we're doing right now is just remediating the areas that we know that we're actually uncovering and doing the demolition in.
Yeah.
So that was going to be my question. Is this contractor going to scrape, or is the next contractor going to scrape?
Next one.
Okay.
So we'll have contingencies in place with them on how to deal with that stuff if we find it under the asphalt, like Ricardo points out.
Alan, on the way out here, I noticed big piles of dirt or digging that they haven't done before. Was that for the
tank excavation?
Yep.
And did you have to use any contingency yet for the asbestos and different things that you got?
We've had to adjust the contract a little bit for those things, but our estimate was well over what the bid was, so we're still within that number. So we haven't had to cut any project contingency yet. So moving forward, the contractor should be completing building demolition here in the first part of April. Franchise utilities have been working out there to get their equipment out of the alley, the old alley. It's no longer an alley. And that activity is still going on, again, through about mid-April. contractor should get to final cleanup and final completion towards the end of April. So everything there proceeding on schedule. Let's see, so Ricardo's going to take us through a quick budget update.
Yeah, so similar slide, apologize for the green there. You can't really read the text, but that's owner contingency. Just the general layout landscape of this slide we talked about last time we met with you is predicated on the proposed plan that we had put together for allocating a certain amount of the bond premium as well as the projected interest earnings on the bond proceeds towards the project. That's what this pie overall is made up of. So the parts that are changing right now are the blue and the red. So we spent a little bit more money. We've spent $6.5 million to date on the project. A lot of that, as we talked about last time, was on the actual site purchase. And then we've had a lot of soft costs, consultant fees. We're one of those consultants, JCPM, as well as the design team. And so as we spend more money on the blue, the red piece of the pie gets smaller. Project owner contingency is still at the $4.5 million, and then off-site work is budgeted right now at $4.3 million. Before we met with you last month, we had met with the mayor as well as each one of you individually and had discussed kind of the project status update and were challenged back to us to come back to you, which we plan on doing hopefully at next month's meeting, to discuss what the alternative path would look like if we were to apply the bond premium funds or the interest dollars towards the project so that you could have a realistic look as to how we arrived at the conclusion that we got to as far as a recommendation for the project and be able to add some insight into that. So we plan on reporting that back to you hopefully next month. Questions about the budget?
Okay. Angie's going to talk a little bit about outreach today, correct?
We have been steaming right along, having a lot of engagement with the community. What we've been able to build is excitement. And so it's going to feel like a long time for 2 years, but how we've strategized it is that we give them the updates as they come along. So we're doing the monthly video, then that's working fabulously. But whenever we have a milestone, like the demolition party, we make sure that we engage folks. And so we're glad that people participated with the community survey. We had great success reaching out to our Hispanic community as well. And so we're confident that if people were interested in telling us about the design, they did. And then lastly, we keep the traditional engagement going, meaning that we make sure that our officers have the up-to-date information so that they go to the neighborhood association, they know how to answer questions, and we continue to pass out the informational cards that drive people back to the project page, which I continually make sure it's up to date.
Do you want to talk about those, or?
I saw that.
I think what we can basically say about these, this is some of the data that came from the online survey work that we did. A lot of this, some of the same information we're going to have at a station next door this evening. And then there's probably, I don't know, Kirk, there's probably 20 graphics or something like that to kind of analyze the data in different ways. And the entire survey report we plan on putting on the city's, a link to that report on the city's site page for the police station as well. So people that really want to dive into the weeds will be able to.
Okay, so, so last thing I wanted to do before we close is just talk a little bit about the program for the town hall, and anybody else feel free to jump in to supplement that. It's really meant to be more informal, and we've got a lot of staff and consultants here to try to engage with as many people as we can, kind of one-on-one, and talk about specific topics that interest them. So there are going to be some opening remarks. I think either Mr. Mayor or Councilor McCoy is going to kick things off, and Chief Moore. The architects are going to kind of just quickly introduce some of the design concepts that we're talking about, and then I'll kind of give the logistics of how the meeting works. We've got stations out there to kind of talk about where the floor plan's at, so we've done enough work now to where we at least have a sense of how the floor plan starts to fit together. We were just in a design meeting today, and there's a lot of details about that that are changing. It's kind of always in flux, but there's enough there that we can kind of give people a sense of how this building works. There's a map and a site plan, so we can talk about how the site works. Some materials out there about what the exterior looks like and what materials might be used to get some thoughts or feedback about that. Talking about the path along Mill Creek. Talking about the public plaza. The landscape architects are here to help with that discussion. Talking about the community room and what folks would like to see there. Sharing the results of the community survey, as Ricardo mentioned. How public art can be incorporated. And the proposed traffic improvements that we reviewed at our last meeting. So there's lots of stations, but the idea is we'll spend about 10 minutes. The architects have been told they have 2 minutes. Kirk's going to police that because you know how they love to kind of talk about this stuff.
I'll go get my hook.
But the idea is that we'll keep those remarks pretty brief at the beginning and then just let folks check out the materials and talk to whoever they want to. And there's comment boards at each station so folks can write their feedback if they choose to do that as well.
So you just write that on the board, that's what you're using?
Yeah.
If I could just add that Capital Community Television, CCTV, is coming to cover the event, and then they will do it in sort of an interview format, so they'll visit the various stations, ask some questions, ask questions of the participants too to get their feedback, and then we'll post it online tomorrow.
So,
Kirk, you might want to talk about the picture of the building, because we had a discussion that people say, they might say, why are you asking for input? Because clearly you're already done. That really isn't the case. I do think it's important to point out, on the site that we're on, there's pretty much one way we can put that building. So a lot of it's going to change, but the exterior and what it looks like, I think.
Yeah, I think that's going to be an important point in our remarks, is that this is a really critical point, because we've got just enough work done to where we can really incorporate feedback from what we hear tonight and what we've heard in the survey. And so this is the exact right time to get the answer. The way the graphics get printed, it does look more done than it really is. And so I think we're going to want to definitely clarify that.
It goes back to what some of the challenges you guys faced during the Bond Rider campaign, as people said, you guys have already designed this. You have to show them a building, and the building has to look like something. But so
that's how I would have designed it.
Yeah. So just encouraging people when they say that you know, we still don't know what the exterior is going to look like. It could be cement. It could be stucco. It could be, you know, all those different things. And so, and then hoping you guys will take advantage of all the different subject matter experts that are here, questions answered. So, as people come to you guys as subcommittee members, that you have the information that you need. And if you don't get it from them, then you can find, you know, Kirk or Ricardo or Alan or Ryan. We'll get those answers for you before you go home.
I think one of the questions I've run into that struck me was how we're going to capture comment and how that will be incorporated into any kind of if anyone can speak to that.
Yeah, that's a great point. And one of the things I'm going to hit on is that there's meant to be another open house in May or June where we'll do exactly that and be able to kind of capture what we heard here, what we heard in the survey,
and show
how we're incorporating it.
That would be, I think, really helpful. You should have pointed that out.
I will.
That it is important what they have to say. A lot of people get nervous that they're just sort of spinning their wheels if they give you feedback that it needs to have. You need to at least give a real clear sense that it is important that you talk to us about issues that are in front of you tonight.
Okay.
There's a specific opportunity to talk about the community room and the entryway and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So those are the more...
Yeah.
big public comment, maybe we'll send some of those in some of your program areas.
And types of uses, I think types of uses, understanding what that community room is for.
Yeah, there's a whole station that's the community room, and then some visuals of how the room could look. So getting feedback from people even on that, and then a board from the survey of where people had chosen what they would want that room to be used for, what they would use it for. So that board's next to the community room too. So kind of having that, you know, play in there, and then there's a board for people to write additional comments.
Safety is also one, because obviously the high priority on both. How, will you talk at all about what that means exactly? I mean, I know when I answered, I was thinking safety of the people working there.
I can touch a little on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that will, that there is a, that it is a very secure, including landscape for security. I thought it was really good to have that.
Well, and one of the other things we talked about during the mock interview is the safety of victims and people that come to the facility. You know, once you're in our building now, you can go anywhere you want. That isn't the case here.
Yeah.
So there'll be separation of victims and suspects.
I think that, I thought your discussion the other day about the family room, the way that breaks up, where you can be interviewed, but you can watch your kids at the same time, I thought was really a sensitive.
I'll touch on that.
Great.
I know, I'll need to talk to you too.
I know I'm not going to be making eye contact with Kirk during this.
Okay, you'll see me.
The only one getting tired is Kirk.
So for all of us, since all of our basketball brackets are busted, we're all betting on who's going to talk the most tonight.
I know who my money's on. So last thing, I was just going to remind everyone, our next meeting is April 18th, and we'll meet back in our regular location at Public Works in the Traffic Control Center. Any other questions or discussion? We've got a few minutes left, or if not, we can...
If you already put this up there, but the key takeaways from the survey, what were there some highlights or things that really people drove to? I'm guessing there's something about that in the other room, but for us to kind of know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, some of the things that stood out to me was there was quite a bit of feedback. Well, there's two things. So one is, like, we asked why have you gone to the police station or something like that, or what?
Yes, for what reasons have you gone?
For what reasons have you gone? And a lot of people said, I've never gone, right? But there was quite a variety of other reasons. And then we asked, you know, so how would you like to, you know, how would you like, you know, the facility to be inviting, or how could it be used? And there was a lot of interesting stuff about, you know, community garden and open space and art. And I mean, so I thought it would be more of like, you'd have to put this idea that, hey, this is open to you, but I think people are really thinking along those lines. So yeah.
Colonization
and traffic is going to be
What wasn't another big hitter that people talked about, the idea or the concept of having a place that they could go to do exchange, you know, custody exchange, or even Craigslist type of exchanges and things like that too.
I saw that as an option in the survey, and I was like, what is that even? I've never even heard of that.
Those two
we
combined.
You want to find the police department would be fantastic.
Yeah, those two combined were probably 75% of the options. Anyways, predominantly those two were the biggest two.
It's a very popular service across the country, and we get calls at least once a week wanting to know where to go park, where the section is. At the city hall
for
exchanging of Craigslist purchases, OfferUp.
Wow,
what in the world do you tell them?
We tell them that we don't have an official trade zone.
Aside from that dating site down in
Park. Yeah, we just tell them, but we also give them tips on what they should be doing. Don't do it in the back of Shopko at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on your family. I do that to a neighbor. I don't have a neighbor anymore. He had a gun pulled on.
Yes.
And I was like, well, you're meeting at 2:00 in the morning behind Shopko, what did you expect?
Well, we should rip that, because next time it may work out.
It may work out.
But the community is safe?
The other question, what was he selling?
Okay, anything else before we close?
Yeah, there's a lot of laundry.
Thanks for dinner for you.
Yeah, you can get a sneak peek at all the boards and.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. I have not heard of 2 minutes.